Chapter 1. Get the man and the relationship you want. We're the women of several generations who today are called old-fashioned, antiquated, and outdated. We were conditioned to the beliefs and the mindsets that are no longer useful to us. We haven't been taught how to be today's modern woman. We broke out of the morals and puritanical mold in the early 1960s. But what had eluded us in the process was how to value, love, and respect ourselves. Most of us grew up watching our mothers and grandmothers put everyone first and themselves last. That's how it was done for generations. We need to break this cycle and to realize that if we won't make ourselves valuable, no one else will. The outcome of a life lived this way is heartbreaking. At some point, you find yourself unhappy, unfulfilled, and angry. Unless you decide to make some changes, it will only get worse and will most certainly keep repeating itself. Depression sets in, and along with many other conditions, alcohol addictions, drug addiction, and physical illness. All this because we didn't know any better. We have entered adulthood with the same mindset we were raised with. If you had abusive parents, grew up in an alcoholic environment, or watched your father run the show and your mother never had a voice, chances are your adult relationships will be pretty much the same. On the other hand, if you grew up with parents who were loving and respectful of one another, chances are your adult relationships will be healthy. One day you'll wake up and your world has changed. Your marriage has ended, or you've become a widow. You're devastated. Now what? You do what you can to move on. Time passes, and you do your best to adjust and to recover. But soon you come to another realization. You're lonely. You miss loving a man and being loved by a man. You want that again. You look at yourself, but you've lost your confidence. You judge yourself harshly. You've come out of a past relationship or a marriage that was not the best, but tolerable. You have focused on raising the children and on maintaining the household. You have failed yourself as a woman by never giving yourself a thought. You've stopped taking care of yourself and looking your best. You've become comfortable in unbecoming clothes, natural hairdos, and no makeup. You've long stopped watching your diet and trying to keep off the baby weight. Your physical activity is limited to taking care of the children and the housework. You've gained weight, and now you never even look at yourself in the mirror. You don't want to face the reality of your life. You're single again. You don't know where to start. You have often asked yourself, who would want me? You feel unattractive. You've tried a few dates with men you've met in bars, and they didn't go well. The online dating intimidates you, and you just don't know how to get yourself out there again. Where do you go to meet men anyway? Perhaps you're a career woman and have been single for 10 to 15 years. Or you've never been married. You've dated on and off, had some short-term or long-term relationships, but none of them worked out. You feel discouraged. You wonder if a relationship is in the cards for you. And you feel like giving up on trying to find Mr. Right. So where do you start? You start by loving and respecting yourself. In my years of working as a dating coach, I've worked with women like you every day. The women who came to me for help are in different stages of their single lives. Some have dated for years and were unsuccessful in finding the right man. Others haven't dated at all and don't know where to start. Most are out in the workforce, some run their own companies, and a few are homemakers, raising the children on the alimony their ex-husbands were required to pay. I've worked with every age group of women over 40 years old. My oldest client was just shy of her 80th birthday. I'm happy to say she had found her special man and had married him 3 years ago after being single for more than 40 years. My point is, if you want it, you can have it. The one thing that's been universal for all the women I've worked with is that they all shared a desire for a mate, a companion, a love interest. In plain words, they wanted to love again in their lives. I always ask, what are you currently doing to make that happen? What have you tried that was successful for you? What hasn't worked for you? What's holding you back? Not surprisingly, most women don't have a clear answer to my question because they haven't decided they want a loving relationship. They say they do, but they haven't made a commitment to do it. They tell themselves they're trying when in reality, they take no action. They fear doing what they've never done before. They're afraid that dating will take them out of their comfort zone. I promise you, it won't be as difficult as it appears. I'll make it fun and easy for you by using a 3-step process: decision, plan, action. To help you better understand this process, let's equate it to buying a car. Step number one, decision. You have to purchase a car. You don't relish the idea. You do it because you want it or need it. You think and think about it, but you keep putting it off. You don't even know what kind of car you want. So you shelf the idea until the thought of it comes up again. And you're forced to repeat the process. The idea comes up periodically, and one day you reach a point when you start noticing different vehicles. You start paying attention to them. Start thinking about the kind of car you might be interested in buying. More time goes by, and you find yourself thinking more and more about certain makes and models. Then one morning you wake up and decide you're going to buy a car. Once you've decided, nothing is going to stop you. More than likely, you'll have a new car within the next several days. Deciding to date again is very much the same. You don't relish the idea, especially if it's uncomfortable for you. But Mr. Wonderful won't come knocking on your door if you don't take steps to meet him. You think about it and keep putting it off. You see couples paired off everywhere you go, and you want it too. You think about what your life would be like if you had a companion, a loving relationship. One day, you just knew. If it was meant to be, you would do anything to have it. Step number two, plan. You have finally decided what kind of car you want. Next, you look up the dealership or check the ads. You make phone calls to get information. You choose what dealership you'll go to first. Now, apply this concept to dating. Get real clear on the kind of man and relationship you want. Once you know what you're looking for, make a plan on how to get it. Number one, create a list of activities that you enjoy. Is it golf? Cooking? Photography? Number two, write down a list of places where you can do these activities. Is there a particular meetup group in your area that features topics of interest? Are there clubs you can join? What events take place in your city? Street fairs, car shows? Do you belong to a church? What social activities does your church or other churches have for single people? Number three, decide which activities you'll do first. What interests you the most? What are the locations, the days, the hours? Does what you've selected fit into your schedule? The more detailed your plan is, the more committed and excited you'll become. Step number three, action. You have decided on a make and a model. You're at the car lot, looking at cars. You meet with the salesman and you go for a test drive. All the while, you're asking questions and getting information about the various cars you're considering. When looking for a relationship, you use the same action steps. You have decided what you want and where you'll go about finding it. As you begin looking around, you'll start seeing quality men everywhere you go. You'll start meeting them and engaging them with your charming, friendly self. You'll start asking questions and gathering information. Who is interesting to you? Who's not? Before you know it, you'll be dating some great men and having a good time. Now that we've covered the foundation of dating and the first steps in confidence building, how do you feel? Give yourself credit for getting this far. You've made an important decision for yourself. It all starts with you getting ready to meet the man of your dreams. Oh, and about that new car. Driving off in that new car is pretty exciting, too.